We're on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, Sechta Baba Kama, Chof Aleph, Tammuz, Tov Shinai and Vav. We had a machlekes Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. If somebody is watching an Aveda, according to Rabbi, it's only Hashem Mechinim. You shouldn't be negligent. That's about it. According to Rabbi Yosef, you're actually Hashem Mesachar. You have many more responsibilities, even a Gerev Aveda, because either the Hana that you have that while you're watching the Aveda and you're taking care of it, you're potter from the giving tzedakah, so you're having a direct benefit. Or the Teda basically is forcing you to mind it.
Who says you like Shem Sachar?
Yeah.
Isn't he worried Shem Atila Dennis Delis before Yeshavim?
On the contrary. True, but you're gaining, you have to give tzedakah. Or do other mitzvahs while you're doing, while you think of it. People want to do a mitzvah.
Not much of a payoff, really, is it?
People want to do a mitzvah,
I want to give tzedakah, now I'm losing out on an opportunity. I don't know, but he's discouraging me.
No, for those people who want to, you don't have to use this excuse not to give. Okay, so we brought a first question about returning it. So we said, we're talking about over there that you have to notify the owner that you return it. So eight, so that's another question about 10 lines from the top. That you're always chayiv ad until she yachzerenu l'reshus, until you bring it back to the reshus of the original owner. My lo'ilam, what do you mean lo'ilam? Lava filu bebeisa, even if it's sitting in his house. And it was stolen from his house, you're chayiv. So what do we see from here? That you are a shem esachar. And you're chayiv, ugnev aveda. It says you're chayiv until you return it back. My lava filu bebeisa, even your own house, I mean shem esachar. Shema minok, shem esachar dachi. Amalek, so he answered to him, he said this yesterday, my din lacha, even though I hold that a shem echidim, except by bala chayim. Bala chayim, it's negligence. Even though you're shem mechinim, but you're negligence because you should know that the animal walks about and therefore it's liable to get stolen or get lost, so you should have been careful. Kiva the noctilu nigra, but he also, since it took its feet, took it outside, boy, in a terusa, you said to you have to watch it, but be more cautious. Okay, this is what we got to yesterday. Eisre rabba rabbi Yosef, so rabba asa Yosef, a question. We're just talking what we started yesterday. Hoshe, if it says in the pasuk, if you see your friend's item getting lost, don't cover your kasira, you should return it to your friend. Hoshe, if you return it, Hoshe to Shivan Lachicha, you return it, ainly Yelah Bebeisa, you return it back to the guy's house. Ligi Nose, Uluchu Bosim, and if you return it just to his garden or to some churbe, how do you know it's sufficient, you fulfill your mitzvah Shavuot of Eidah, Tavalim, to Shiva, Mikomokim, anyway you return it. My Ligi Nose, Uluchu Bosim, what do you mean to his garden or to his churbe? If it means his garden that is protected, ulukhur basa hamishta beres, or his churbe that was protected, how is that different than a house? If the Tayyid says, Hoshe, we're bringing back to his house, why isn't his garden an enclosed garden? It's a shus. Elipshita liginose, she'ainim mishta beres, I return to his garden which is not protected, there's no security, ulukhur basa, she'ainim mishta beres, shmam, nobody's even, and I can return it there. How can I turn it if Hashem Sacher is going to get lost or stolen from there? Is that right? That Hashem Chinim don't mean that's a chakal. Hashem Chinim, as long as it's not negligent, it's good enough. Amalek, someone answered, no. Really, Hashem Sacher, and you're still responsible. So what do you mean returning it to his gino? So therefore, it's no negligence at all, and therefore, it's not even get stolen or lost. So what's the? So what do you mean? Why do we need then to shiv him to teach you that? So why do you need a limud for gino? It's identical to the house. That you don't need to inform the person, the owner, that you returned it. Because by Geneva, you have to return to inform the owner, but not by Yeshavas Aveda. Kid Rabbi Loza, like Rabbi Loza, whether you stole something and you return it, or even when the Shemir returns it, you have to notify the owners that you returned it. A shemir has to return it. A shemir aveda doesn't have to notify the owner. Chutz mahashavas aveda, the only exception of shavas aveda, shadidipsu by teira hashavas harbe. The teira is more relaxed with a shemir aveda, that you don't have to notify the owner that you returned it. But you still have to return it, we have on top of the page, at a time when the owner is able to see for himself. Although if you bring it during lunchtime and nobody's home, then you haven't discharged your responsibility yet.
According to that,
Rabbi Loza
says you don't have to inform the owner, right?
But you don't have to inform
him,
exactly.
So then what's the point of delivering a tafka when he's there to...
You don't have to inform him, but that he could see it if he sees it. You don't have to tell him, hey, I just brought it back. If he's home and you bring
it...
You
have to drop it on his doorstep when...
Some enclosed area, that's good enough. But by Ghana, it's not good enough. By Ghana, for by Shema, you got to tell him, hey, here's the cow that you lent me. And you can make assumptions. Here you can make assumptions. Amalei Abaye Rabbi Yisiv Adloi Tizbra Abaye Tzera Rabbi Yisiv. And you don't believe that Shem Ravei Hashem Echinami. You don't believe that Hashem Echinami. Amar Rabbi Chiyah Barabba Rabbi Yechinam. It is like this. If you're a Shemir Echinam, so you're potter from everything except Shia. If you say it was stolen from you and you swear, then you're potter. Turned out to be we find the Ganef. That means you really became a Ganef the moment you swore. And therefore you have to pay Kaifel. You have to pay Kaifel. It's called Toyin Tainas Ganef. See, so Abaye asked Rabbi Yisiv, but if you're a Shemir Socher, then if your Taina was stolen, you still have to pay the money. So if you have to pay the money, there's no Toyin Tainas Ganef. In fact, that's called Keren B'loi Shavua. It's a Shemir Socher, it's a Keren B'loi Shavua. If you say it was stolen, it's paid. Well, who cares? So you have to pay. Versus a Kfila, the Shavua. Shemir Chidim has a certain Chumra of all the other ones, is that if your Taina Tainas Ganef turns to be alive, you pay Kefu. So the Gemara, Rabbi Yisiv, so Abaye Rabbi Yisiv, it says, "Hatoyin tainis ganav ba'aveda." Somebody tainis ganav by aveda. He said it was stolen from him, so he has to pay double. So the din is mishal. Okay, so a shomer aveda says a toyin tainis ganav. He pays double. If you tell me that a Shemir Aveda is a Shemir Chin, it makes sense. If he says, look, I had Aveda, but it was stolen from me, so he doesn't have to pay anything. It turned out to be that he himself was a Ganef, he pays double. But if you learn, like Rabbi Yisiv, that a Shemir Socher, how can you ever have a case of Toyin Tain as Ganef? For the Gemara of Yisak, as the Bayit Rabbi Yisiv. The Yisiv, if you can tell me that Shemir Socher, you're a Shemir Socher, am I Mishal and Teshlumi Kefal? Why in the world are you paying Kefal? Karna by Yishlumi, you have to pay Keren. As soon as your Tain is stolen, you pay Keren. There's no Kefal or anything like that. And for the Gemara, when he said it was stolen, so how can he be? What kind of possible excuse of stolen is there that he would be potter? He going to toyin tainis list the mezuyim.
He tainis.
It's an oinus.
He's potter.
So it was stolen, but he's potter because what can he do?
But a regular ganef sneaks in the
night time.
Yeah,
Shem Zachar.
That's why you hired him.
Exactly. Yeah. So you could have a case of toyin tainis ganef by Shem Zachar. How? If we say Tanim Mazuyim, Mazuyim. Freddy Gemara Omer List Mazuyim Gaznu. So he tied this Mazuyim, right? He was potter. Turned out to be that he himself was a Ganef, right? So what are you going to say? You're going to say that, well, that you have to pay double. But he's a Gazlan, and a Gazlan never pays double. Who pays double? Only a Ganef. It's clandestine. This is not done hiddenly. This is done a Gazlan. Omer List Shiny Omer. So this is the Chizav Yisiv List Mazuyim Kivon the Mitmer Beinche Ganefu. This is the machlek is Rabbi Rav Yisrael. Rabbi says the list of mezuyin is a gazlan. So different. That's Rabbi's raya. Since you cannot be a toyin tainis ganav by Shem Mesochah, must be the word is not Shem Mesochah, Shem Mechinim. But according to Rabbi Yisrael, a list of mezuyin is a ganav. Why? Because even though he's not scared of the balabas, he's scared of the rest of the world. So therefore, that's called a ganav. Rabbi holds that in order to be a ganav, you have to be scared of the balabas and the rest of the world. You do everything in subterfuge. Mashenki and Rabbi Yisrael says no. As long as from the balabas you're done in a discreet way, as long as from the rest of the world you're doing it in a discreet way, you don't want to be caught, then you're a ganav. Says the Gemara, Ace, I'll ask you a question about this point.
According to so this is that if you bring back an aveda, you have to show yourself.
What, reminding an aveda, you show yourself, yeah.
So what happens if you have where the owner says, I've lost this and this, and I'm offering a reward? And you get another guy says, I lost this and this, but he doesn't offer a reward. So the fact that he offers a reward doesn't change the expectation that
makes him
into
Shem Socher, otherwise.
Yeah, that's for sure. But I'm saying, it's according to Rabbi Yosef, but then if he just says, I lost the thing, can you please return it to me? So the Chayri, he's not offering a reward, there should be a Shem Socher.
You're only Shem Socher when you get the reward. But why are you Shem Socher? Why would the reward have any impact? He didn't pay yet, you didn't meet him yet, you didn't talk to him yet.
When
you return it. So when it happens, but right now there's nothing there. Lord, okay, so you must invite Lord, it's a Braisa. Rashi doesn't know what the Braisa is referring to, and Teisa is referring to the idea of a Shlichas Yad, which, you know, the Shemir is not going to use the object that he's watching. So we want to say that a Shemir Socher, somebody gets paid to watch. Surely he's not allowed to use the item. He learned from Kalchem Shem Chinam. Madr Hashem Chinam, who's pot and everything. So lenient. Yet he's Chayiv Mashlichas Yad. Surely a Shem Mesachar, who's Chayiv and everything, surely should be Chayiv for Shlichas Yad. That's what do you call it? That's the Kalchem there. So you want to learn now? I can tell you what kind of chavuchim is that. There's a chumra in shem mechinim that you don't have a shem zacher. Imam b'shem mechinim shekayim mishalom teshlam kefil. A shem mechinim sometimes can end up paying double if he tainas twain tainas gana. Taim b'shem zacher sheinim mishalom shem kefil. A shem zacher never pays kefil. But according to you, Rabbi Yosef, a shem zacher a list in mezuyin is a tiny that a shem zacher can use. And you're telling me that he's a gana pays double. So what are you telling me that the shem mechinim has a chumra b'shem zacher? He has no chumra because shem zacher also can be end up paying kefil. What a list in mezuyin gana for a list in mezuyin. Hakel is a gun. If you turn out to be a liar, nimtzu b'shem besocher, mishalom dush lemekeful. Between tainis list the mezuyin, amalei hachikama. You're right, but lo, you know this is how you learn the brayse. Im ame b'shem mechinam shekem mishalom dush lemekeful. Behold, tanoisef. As soon as it was stolen, and gave us list the mezuyin, not list the mezuyin, and he turned to be a liar, he pays double. Taima b'shem besocher. The only case, he has only one possible case that he pays. She ain't a mishalom dush lemekeful. El between tainis list mezuyin. Ace, well, that's another question. It says, "V'nishbe, if he broke a leg, I may, if you borrow an animal and it broke a leg, or it died, and the owner was not there with you, ainly that was, then you're chayif. Ainly elushvur v'meisa. So we know that a shor is chayif oynus. Haynu is chayif gneiv aveda. So we'll say the kavu chaymer. Gneiv aveda nine. I'm a kavu chaymer. The shor is restricted. Ma shem mesach. She potter by shvur v'meisa chayif gneiv aveda. Shem mesach that is potter from oynsin is chayif gneiv aveda. Shtals of our shor. She chayif shvur v'meisa ain edin. So surely if he's chayif in oynsin, surely he's chayif gneiv aveda. And then the Braise adds these words. This is rock solid. You cannot in any way repudiate this Kabuchaymer. What do you mean? Since Hashem Mesach can get, according to you, Rabbi Yosef, contain the tiny list of Mazuim and end up paying Kaiful, Hashem can never pay Kaiful. Since Hashem can never pay Kaiful, so you have a chumra in Shem Mesachar over Shoyal. So how do you know that just because Shem Mesachar pays in Gineveda, Shoyal pays in Gineveda as well? You can ask a question. You know what Shem Mesach pays in the Vedic because the Chumra she came in charge of the Kavu, he pays Kavu, turns out Ganav. This Tana holds. You know why you can't ask that question? Because Keren below Shvua is a bigger chumra than the Kfela b'Shvua, because the machleik is what's worse. One opinion says that Kefil is much stricter. The other opinion says, no, Kefil is only, as Ashi explains, is only a punishment if you swear false. And then two aides come to court and say, you're a liar, the animal's in your house. So then the Bezin will penalize you for lying and you pay double. But that chiv doesn't start until at the end. It happens right now. In this case, when I said I'm potter, there's nothing there. So I'm potter. I'm saying a keren. I'm saying a shoy, for example, who can never ever come up with a tiny of a neighbor, always pays outright the keren. So who's more chaver? The guy who pays the keren. So that's what he learns. Teisa learns that this is a suffix, that's a vaday. Vaday, you're paying keren, and kefil is always a suffix. Will you? This guy have to pay? Wouldn't he have to pay? Will he get caught? Won't he get caught? Even if he's gone. Leimos the Gemara and say, yeah, I bring a rai actually to Rabbi Yosef. If you rent, hire a potter from your friend. And the Shema says, I don't like swearing. Instead of swearing, I will reimburse you for the animal. And then we learn that then he's koiner the animal. So if the real ganav gets caught, then the ganav pays a double to the Shema, not to the owner, because he bought the animal. But what happened? They found the ganav. Mishalom to the kefil, the seicher. You pay kefil to the seicher, right? You pay kefil. Now we're talking about a seicher. By a seicher, by shem seicher, we know you pay for gneiv aveda. A seicher, somebody who hires the machlekes of a seicher is a shem mechinam or shem seicher. Some say that Meir says it's a shem mechinam because I has hanah from the animal can use it, but you paid for it. So why should you be more responsible? Shem Mesachar doesn't pay for it, so that he gets paid, so therefore he's more responsible. That's a man. And the Rabbi Yehuda says, no, but the fact is he's having more no, so therefore you take more responsibilities. So the Chayde, and Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, so Savrua, we thought, Rabbi Yehuda, Dama Seichi, Kino Yisachar Dami, Umidiktani, it says here, Bama Harini Misham, I will ready to pay, Ve'eini Nishba, I don't want to swear, Mekabu, what did he say to swear? The boy, but he wants to, Patle, Nafshe, Bishwa, he can swear and get us out of it. Hey, that we're talking about. What are we talking about? Hashem Mesachar, since the Seicher has the same Hashem Mesachar, what would he help if he says, I was stolen, you still have to pay? It says, I know what, I'll pay without swearing, as if to say, but if I would swear, I would get out of it. How would you get out of it? You still have to pay Gineva Veda because Allah like Rabbi Yehuda let us say Chedak Hashem Zachar. Now, thus, you were a tiny list of Mazuin. Hey, Chidom, you're going to Katoin, must be you're a tiny an excuse of Gineva that you'd be potted. Tiny list of Mazuin. Uktani, yet it says this what? It says, Achgar Nimtza Haganif, Mishalim Tashlum, Mikkeful Lesecha. We see that what? That list of Mazuin is Kayful of all. What's that proof? Like Rabbi Yehuda said, that list of Mazuin is a Ganif Sachakum. Shmam, the list of Mazuin, Ganifu.
Amri, we see. So, and then there's a list of
Mizun.
So part of what you said is true. You said it was stolen, but you said
it was an oinus, and it was not. That's nice. So therefore, you're definitely chayiv. In fact, it wasn't stolen. It was in your house. What part was true? No part of it was true.
Where's the list of Mizun? What, you tiny list of Mizun?
In this case, you're telling the truth. No. You're saying, I don't know what to do. In this case here, you're not saying, it turned out to be you weren't the guy, someone else was. But you said it was stolen list of Mizun. You're saying it was an oinus. Yeah. Shemam, the list of Mizun is a ganafu. Therefore, this came from the vault. Amri Gemara gives a few answers. Number one is Mi Sovrit Ki Rabbi Yehuda. Who told you we're talking about Shem Sachir that you come to this conclusion? All says it that you were a Seichir. Maybe this opinion this author is a Meir who says that a Seichir actually is only a Shem Chinam, and therefore he's talking about any Geneva of Aveda. It's a normal ganef. That's number one. Or Iboy is a Mokidamach we had before in the Gemara. That Rabbi Barabu swapped the names around and said that Meir is the one who said that Hashem is Sachar. Rabbi Yehuda says it's like Hashem Chinam. The Vatani is Seiche, Kates, and Misham. Rabbi Meir is the one who says Hashem is Sachar. Rabbi Yehuda is Hashem Chinam. Rabbi Zayde gives another answer. Hachamai is Kinan, Betoyin, Taizim, and Mazuin, Venim to list him Shein, and Mazuin. He tied it was a list of Mazuin. So he said, if I would have sworn, I would have been free, but I'm not going to swear. I'm going to pay. When they caught the ganav, why are you paying double? Because maybe that halach like Rabbah, that a list of Mazuin is only a gazlan and you don't pay double. Because Taka turned out to be, it wasn't a list of Mazuin, it was a regular ganav. So therefore, you pay double.
What if, this is real, what if? The guy thought it was listed Mazoon.
That's what I'm saying.
The guy comes to him with his hand in his pocket and says, give me all your money.
That's not a Ganif.
Turns out he has nothing in
his
pocket.
That's not a
Ganif. That's a
Gazlan. That's still a Mazoon.
That's what I'm saying. You're talking
it is a Mazoon.
Mazoon and Mazoon.
He made up a story. He lied part of the way.
He was like the Gazlan or the Toy?
No.
The Shomer was embarrassed to say that a guy came to me with a knife and I gave it to him willingly. So he won't say, I didn't know. It was stolen in the middle of the night. The other way around, sorry.
He said
before that stolen is in between Pshia and the Oinus. He says Aveda is close to Pshia and Gneva is close to Oinus. But a list of Mazuin is Mamash and Oinus, I guess. In a way, a list of Mazuin looks better. I, what else could I have done?
Tell you what I'm professional, so you're a Shema Sofer.
Yeah, but against a Ganav with an armed bandit.
That's what I'm saying. Your Taina will automatically go to list of Mazuin. That's the only one that will protect you.
Yeah, if you have such a Taina, yeah, in this case.
Does a list of Mazuin actually have to threaten you with his gun? He's just got a gun in his
that's
holster.
What I was asking.
You have
to, he's got a gun in his
holster. He's got a gun in his holster, but he doesn't produce the gun, but he says, yeah, I'm having that animal.
It's the same thing.
That's you're afraid of the guy.
What about the guy who had the water gun there? You know how many cases you have in America? They pull out water guns and turn out
the
pistols.
Shoot them and then they're
trying to
spray.
So what's the story that the Shomer Chinam is getting no rewards and doing you a favor, and then he tainers falsely, so we give him a knas.
Because he stole. He himself is the ganav now. He is the ganav.
Because he's the ganav. And the Shomer Sochav, if he's himself as the ganav and he tainers.
Yeah, but if Shomer Sochav is himself the ganav and he tainers, he would have paid anyway. So he paid. He's a ked. He paid once a ked. There's no more case. It says in Mishnah, what about the animal fell into a garden and had a gnaw? He pays, but he had a gnaw. Amr Rav made a following comment, which the mother is trying to work out. He said, the animal fell down and he used your garden patch as a buffer to protect his fall so that he shouldn't be harmed. Aval Ochub, the animal actually ate, it sounds like from the Fadi Mora. It sounds, what are you trying to tell me? Used it as a cushion, as if to say, what happened to the animal ate? I feel the animal ate the tour, not that he uses it to soften the impact, but he ate the tour, he doesn't pay, why not? Let's say Rav is consistent with you, Dama Rav, maybe the reason why Rav tackled you have to pay is because we say that the animal, in the case of there, when you put food or poison from the animal, I'm particular, who said the animal should eat, or something like that, or if I put my papers in your property without permission, and you're the owner, you animate for me, you have to pay because your animal shouldn't have eaten. Rav says, why doesn't give you the right to eat from my fruits? Over here also, just because the animal fell down, you should have taken the fruits away from the animal, and therefore, why should the animal pay? Is that what you're saying? Amri will say, what are you talking about? When does Rav say Hasam Hayulashal? You want to be mechayev me? I put my fruits in your property without permission. You're right, I did the wrong thing. But that doesn't excuse your animal eating my fruits, and you owe me money. So you want to use an excuse not to pay. But what, you damage me, my fruits, to pay the owner of the fruits, because say, your animal, what do you mean you don't pay me? Your animal shouldn't have eaten from my fruits. His animal fell in without a source, and his animal is the one who's doing the damage, eating the other guy's fruits. But the Rav should say that my animal went without permission and ate your fruits, and you're telling me that, well, you shouldn't have your fruits there? What kind of time is that? So what's Pshat Rav Nechbeta? Ella, loy meboy kama. Rav is saying, you don't have to mention. Loy meboy, you don't have to say, achla, if the animal ate, surely the Mishalem is mashenenis. If the animal ate, surely you got to pay what the animal ate, even though it was an accident, the animal fell down. So what, if the animal ate in your property, I got to pay. Versteitzich. Abel Nechbeta, but if the animal fell down and all your fruits were doing, it was softening, it was cushioning the fall. Ema, I could have argued, mavriach, ari, menichse, chaved, who I could have argued that what happens if I chase away a lion from your nechassim? I can't turn around to you and charge money for it. So therefore, l'chayda over here also, that since your fruits are acting to spared my animal any harm because your fruits were there, like you're doing a mitzvah mavriya chari, why should I pay you? Umashenenes nami lo mishalim, I shouldn't have to pay you. The chiddush is that even though my animal didn't eat, and all it is was your fruits were damaged because it helped my animal not getting hurt, I have to reimburse you. Two answers. This is how Tosfos is thinking about here. When I go ahead and pay off your loan, for example, I knew what I'm doing. So it's like I'm Michael, you owe $100, but he's overseas. So I go ahead and I pay off your loan. I can't go back to you later and say, pay me back the money. I'm a mavriya chari. You say, who asked you to pay for my loans? So therefore, I had a loss, but I knew what I was doing consciously. So as if I was meichel, if he doesn't pay me, he doesn't pay me. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it unless I had an agreement or something. So either it's medas, and medas, even though I had a hefsid, I was meichel, or ila medaita inami, or, and high over ila medaita, here the animal fell in on the guy's fruits, the guy owner of the farm didn't know. Even if I didn't know, less like pseida, there's no loss. How is pseida here? Over here, there is a pseida because your fruits are harmed. So here, from both angles, there's no mavriya chadi. Rashi says an interesting Rashi here. Rashi says here, aim with three lines on the top. Hi, Bal Hasod. The first question was the Bal Hasod should be Mavriya Charim. He's Lechayda. But the Gemara Havmina was that even though the Bal Gina is losing money, he just lost the money, all the value of all the fruits that helped soften the impact of the fall. Shehitzel Behemet Chavedi Shalay Nechbet the Bekarka. So why should he? You should not get reimbursed because the mitzvah David. Since the guy, the owner of the farm, did a mitzvah, he saved your animal. Umidi Lelishkel has no right to take money because the mitzvah, it costs, every mitzvah has to cost you money. And you're happy to do a mitzvah even though it costs you money. Kamashlan, no, even though I did a mitzvah, what exact mitzvah are you doing? If I save your animal, what the,
without any knowledge,
yeah, what's the mitzvah? This is obvious. So what mitzvah is this? What are we talking about here? I didn't do anything. Your animal is about to get hurt and I saved your animal. The RSPCA, what mitzvah are they doing?
Well,
listen,
Mavriya
Chari is a marshal, like I paid your loans.
Yeah,
I know, yeah.
Yeah,
Rashi's the one who came up with the mitzvah. Nobody else comes up with the mitzvah. Everyone else talks about Mechila. What mitzvah are you doing over here? What exactly mitzvah is? I don't know, does it say there? What mitzvah are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You're calling
it like a bar. No. He felt that the ground was a higher level than the garden. He fell on your fruits and ate up your fruits, or he damaged your fruits. So what mitzvah are we doing if I save your animal? This is interesting. Okay, so interesting. What mitzvah? Unless it comes on the Abbas Yisrael, maybe.
And what kind of mitzvah is he doing with the Shalom Adas Bechal? He doesn't know that the animal fell. He doesn't know it's.
Oh, if you give Zdaka Shalom Adas, you're doing a mitzvah, for example. If you lose money and the
maybe
poor man finds
it. So you saved the fellow's sheep.
What Zdaka is that? You're not a poor man. So what Zdaka is that?
Zdaka has to do with the poor.
It's saying it's one's duty to prevent damage to the property of another.
What's the duty from where? Yeah, you from you. I shouldn't cause damage.
That's like a
mic. Yeah, but mic is only if a certain didn't.
See, the saying is the Tosfos says what the parameters of this rule are.
No, I know. I just told you what Tosfos says. I told you. But what does he say about mitzvah? Tosfos doesn't mention anything about mitzvah. It's Rashi says mitzvah. Okay, let's go a few more lines. interesting to see what the mitzvah is. Anyway, saving somebody's animals is a mitzvah. What is exactly the mitzvah? Taz doesn't mention what a mitzvah.
Property or only a balchai?
I don't know what that is. That just says mitzvah. Mitzvah da'avad. Is it like if I save you a rock is flying and I catch the rock and break your window? Did I do a mitzvah? But no one talks about mitzvah.
Nobody comments on what Rashi says about a mitzvah.
No, they all talk about the chiddush here, that if it's a mitzvah, I'm entitled to lose money, I have no right to collect it. That's a big chiddush. But what exactly is a mitzvah here?
What I'm saying is, Rashi is the one who makes the statement.
And I'll prove it to you. When it comes to hezekim, all the shame argue, like, what's the issue of making a hezek? Chiddush said, because you're over the mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is, Rashi is a mitzvah here. They all say, what is it? So, you know, what aved is if I'm mazik? Okay, I owe you money for breaking your window, but I did an aved. What aved is it? And we had before, Yisurah do aved. It's some kind of an aved. And that in itself, the first you want to know. So one of them that I mess says, Avos Yisrael, and so on. Okay, I think we better stop here.
So here, you wouldn't do